Erotica short stories for women. Explicit stories for adults of extreme pleasure. Written by Sandra Novel. Narrated by Olivia Alden. Babysitting. All week I had been flirting with Megan, and I got the feeling that she really liked me. It seemed as if she couldn't label me, and that confused her. Friday afternoon, I heard a voice behind me as I put some books into my locker. "Hi, Jason," purred Megan. She was leaning up against the locker next to mine. She was standing in a way that made one of her long legs angled so that the pleated skirt of her cheerleader uniform was rising up over the muscles of her thigh. With one finger, she twirled her long dark hair. "Hi, Megan," I replied. "What's up?"
"Oh, nothing really. Just wanted to say hello to you,"
Megan replied while trailing a finger up her front, and she started to play with a button on her blouse between her full breasts. The way her blouse had gaped open, I could see the lacy strap of her bra over the upper swell of her breast, and clearly noticed that her tan skin was soft and golden. I could feel her interest in me, and I thought to myself that now I had to make my move, so I said, "What are you doing tomorrow?"
"Why?"
"I wondered if you would be interested in spending a day on the beach with two charming, strong, and handsome guys." Megan blinked twice. Some of her confusion showed in her dark, beautiful eyes.
"You said what? Who were you thinking about? And why shouldn't it just be you and me?"
"Oh, didn't make that clear, did I?"
I said with a big smile on my face.
"I would like to go out on a date with you, Megan, but I have to babysit my kid brother Brian this weekend, and I thought it would be fun to go to the beach, the three of us together." "But maybe you don't want to spend time together with a three-year-old boy?" "If that's the case, then I'll have to wait till next weekend before we can go out on a date."
"Oh, Jason, I do not mind being around your brother. I would love to go to the beach tomorrow."
"Great," I said and continued. "We'll be at your place at 10 tomorrow."
"It's a deal," Megan said with a smile and turned around and went down the hall. I watched her tight ass swaying from side to side and congratulated myself. Now I had a date with the one girl who had the reputation as the hottest and most desirable girl in school. I would try to get my hands on her body when we went swimming, but I knew I had to take it slow. Brian and I spent Friday evening watching Bolt and playing with his toys. Now we were on our way to pick up Megan. I was wearing a t-shirt and some shorts. Beneath them, I had put on my boxers. I reckoned that Megan would be curious about my nickname, and with my boxers on, she would have the opportunity to check out my size. She was already standing in front of her house, and what a sight to behold. She was wearing a white silk and sequin tunic, which showed off the upper swell of her full, round breasts. She also had put on a white wrap skirt that drew my attention to her long, smooth, tanned legs. When I stopped the car, she quickly got into the passenger seat and with a smile said hello to Brian. She turned to me and said, "You were right, Jason. There is definitely one cute man going to the beach with me today."
With a wink, I replied, "Yeah, but Brian isn't so bad either." Megan pushed my arm and laughed out loud, and then we drove toward the beach. At the beach, we quickly got settled. I had packed beach towels, sunscreen, umbrellas, and sand toys, which I used to set up our spot. As I applied the sunscreen on Brian, Megan started to undress in front of the sun. Seeing her remove the tunic, revealing a modest brown underwire triangle top with spaghetti ties behind the neck and sash ties in the back, made my groin throb. When she took off the wrap skirt, I could see that she had chosen a modest brown Brazil top, but with high-cut legs showing off her great legs and tight ass. I couldn't wait to get my hands on her, but I knew I had to play it cool. Megan began to put on lotion, and when I was finished with Brian, I quickly got rid of my own clothes, so I only was wearing my boxers. I also put on some lotion, and then I said to Megan, "Why don't I do your back? Then you can do mine." After a moment's consideration, Megan accepted my proposal and I put some lotion on my hands. Swift and deftly, I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?